KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a sunny sky. It's currently 58 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man early this morning after he allegedly attempted to gain entry into the residence of his 29-year-old ex-girlfriend. The incident occurred around 12:45 a.m. in the 1400 block of Avenue B. Authorities say 33-year-old Jesus Medina of Council Bluffs made entry into the residence when the victim called police. Medina then left the residence and discharged several rounds from a handgun outside in an unknown direction, and he left the scene in a vehicle. Officers responding to the area located Medina in the vicinity of North 25th Street and Nash Boulevard, where a traffic stop was conducted. Medina was apprehended and a handgun was recovered. A records check revealed Medina had valid warrants for his arrest, along with the charges stemming from his involvement in the disturbance at 14th and Avenue B. He was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The charges include harassment in the first degree, for which there was a warrant, harassment in the second degree, or rather the first degree again, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, felon in possession of a firearm, and discharge of a firearm within the city limits. There were no reports of injury or property damage as a result of the incident, which remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. Case details have been forwarded to the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office for prosecution. Shelby Fire and Rescue and Exira Fire and Rescue responded to two separate accidents on Sunday. One happened at around 5:48 p.m. on Interstate 80 westbound near the Shelby exit. The other, a rollover accident, happened in Audubon County at 320th and Nighthawk Avenue at around 6:35 p.m. There were no immediate reports of injuries, and additional details are currently not available. Omaha Fire and Rescue personnel have recovered the body of a man from the Missouri River. According to KETV in Omaha, Omaha police responded to the report of a body in the river at around 2:15 p.m. Sunday. The body was recovered near Epley Airfield. The victim is believed to be a white or Hispanic male between the ages of 25 and 40. He has short dark hair and a goatee. The man appeared to be about 5 feet 8 inches tall and of average build. He has a tattoo on each forearm. No other information was provided. If you have any information pertaining to the identity of that victim, you can contact the Omaha Police Department's Homicide Unit at 402-444-5656 or Crime Stoppers at 402-444-STOP. Also, an 84-year-old man who was raking hay in a field east of Oakland died Saturday morning after his tractor came into contact with a dry washout on the land. The tractor flipped over, pinning Charles Pierce of Oakland underneath. He died from his injuries. The accident happened just before 10 a.m. Saturday. Officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department responded early Saturday morning to a report of shots fired at 2113 Avenue H. The call came in at around 3:12 a.m., and upon arrival, officers surrounded the house and secured the area. They called out all the occupants of the house and were given permission by the resident to search the house. No suspects were located, no injuries were reported, and no weapon was recovered. Officers were still working to determine who the suspect was. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday at the middle school library. During the meeting, the board will act on awarding a renovation bid for the Cass Incorporated building. You may recall on March 27th, the Atlantic School Board voted on approving an offer to purchase the Cass Incorporated building and to terminate a lease for another property. The purchase price was $925,000. The architect's latest report on May the 10th indicated an additional $410,000 to $420,000 would be necessary to renovate the facility to make it ready for occupancy and programs. And that was based on a new state fire marshal requirements and the uncertainty over the bid estimate. Organizers of the nonprofit Take Back Bridgewater, Iowa group have announced a public forum will be held this Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Bridgewater Activity Center, which is the old elementary school. Iowa House District 20 Representative Carl Baudler, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater, Adair County Attorney Clint Height, Bridgewater Mayor Steve Fries, and Bridgewater City Council members have accepted an invitation to attend. Senator Jake Chapman said that he would do his best to be in attendance. Organizers say they've heard many requests to continue the discussion on what citizens can do to assist with stopping the drug and crime activity in and around Bridgewater. In the continued discussions, Organizers determined the need to bring in people they feel can answer questions and address related concerns. Bodler has invited all Adair County and Cass County mayors to be in attendance. He'll share information that's pertinent to addressing the group's concerns and relate how it will be beneficial to all area small towns. Take Brack. Bridgewater, Iowa was formed in February after someone spray-painted the word meth on a county road rock pile with an arrow pointed toward the community. In our funeral announcements, Maxine Lambertson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Maxine Lambertson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Virgil Sorensen, age 79, of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Virgil Sorensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Earl Westfall, age 83, of Kingman, Arizona, and formerly of Greenfield, died May 25th. Funeral services for Earl Westfall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Schleimer, age 82, of Irwin, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Helen Schleimer will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Gerald Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial lunch for Jerry Herrick will be held Saturday at from noon until 3 p.m. at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Irene Ulrich, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Irene Ulrich is pending for the first weekend in July at the South Lawn Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Charles Pierce, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charles Pierce are pending at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.